From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on this day in Maine, August 29th, 2019. Governor Janet Mills announced today that she's pursuing the creation of a state-based health insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. The goal, says Mills, is to give Maine more control and lower costs. But as Patty White reports, the plan requires both state and federal approval.
Mills made the announcement at a forum in South Portland on healthcare access and affordability, which she says will both improve if Maine switches to a state-based insurance marketplace. Currently, Maine's ACA marketplace is run by the federal government. Under the model Mills is considering, Maine would still use the federal call center and enrollment website healthcare.gov, but the state would have more control over federal funding for enrollment. If Maine boosts the number of enrollees, says Mills, that could lower costs.
Public education, marketing, outreach is what we will tackle as a state and not leave it to the federal government, somebody in Washington, to tell Maine people what they need.
Mills says she's optimistic that more state-based control will garner bipartisan support from Maine lawmakers. She needs the legislature's approval before she can submit a plan to the federal government. On Thursday, she notified the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of her intent to pursue the state-based marketplace, which would take effect for the 2021 plan year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
An increase in reported cases of mosquito-borne diseases throughout the Northeast this year is prompting the Maine Center for Disease Control to urge residents to take precautions. Several states in the region have seen a growing number of West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis cases. There's no specific treatment for these potentially deadly viral infections, and in Massachusetts, one human and four animals have died from Triple E. While there have been no reported cases of either disease in Maine so far this year, the state CDC is advising residents and visitors to wear repellent, long sleeves and pants, and empty artificial sources of standing water. And Maine U.S. Senators Susan Collins and Angus King say a veteran cemetery in Maine will be receiving more than $2 million from the VA. The senators announced today that the Southern Maine Veterans Cemetery in Springvale has been awarded the funds for an expansion project. They say the project should enable the cemetery to serve approximately 40,000 veterans, their spouses, and family members. Tonight, generally clear, maybe some lowland fog late, temperatures in the 50s for all. And then tomorrow, the north and mountains, partial sun and more sun than clouds elsewhere, and drier tomorrow. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where the discussion is all about jazz. I'm Jennifer Mitchell.